Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters, your financial advisory program. And I do have to say, it's a financial literacy program. As such, answers to questions should not be considered as financial advice, but merely the opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal, business, financial-related issues. And now that that's out of the way, if you're wondering how to make money, grow money, keep money, this is the place to be. It's Everyday Money Matters, and we have the experts here that you can ask questions about all your financial-related issues. Numbers to call to be a part of the show and join the conversation, 0809-191-3913, and of course 0809-222-0913. Don't forget, there's also 0809-234-5913. One of our landline numbers, there's 236-7913-280-2913 and 280-3913. Don't forget, there's also social media. Send your questions in there as well. Don't forget to at Naira Metrics and use the hashtag EMM. We have the people in the building, the money people. Can't call them money men anymore, as you know, the dynamics have changed. How about that? Right, but of course, we have Ugo Dre, Obichukwu, and Tosi Awaseinde. Did I get that?
Olaseinde.
Did I get it? I got the intonations right. Yeah, because it always tricks me. See, that's why I actually didn't like speaking Yoruba earlier on, because everyone laughed at me.
You know, in some climes,
yeah,
your name will pronounce as Sodik.
Yeah, actually, yeah, true. True, because apparently I heard that according to Islamic pronunciations, there's no ah sound, it's all. So, which explains why people murder my name on the usual. But hey, these things happen. I will survive. Welcome, welcome, people. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters.
Yeah, morning, Lagos. How's everybody doing?
Woohoo! It's a good morning. Happy to be here.
Yes, yes, yes. Another hump day. Another day for business, hustle, and things. Yeah, okay, fine. We'll accept that. Hump money. Not quite sure, but yes, we'll accept that.
You don't want to make money on hump day.
Well, yeah, I do, but not hump money. It just seems
by Wednesday, if you haven't made money in the week.
Yes.
Then what are your chances of closing the week strong?
Well, possibly. Depends on what kind of business. Exactly.
Like any deal you don't close today, right? There's every likelihood that you can't close it this week.
Why? Is there like an all-round universal rule on closing deals?
I mean, like from experience.
Yeah.
So most times when you're going after deals, maybe you're trying to get a loan from a bank, or you're trying to get someone to acquire something, or you're trying to get a contract. Usually, you want to get it done by Wednesday. Because by Thursday, things start to wind down. By Friday, Organo Day, don't travel. it's a weekend, let's just do it on Monday.
I see.
And then it just drags on and on and on. And then
so
it just has
pro
to
pro tip, start off on a Monday, make sure you're done by Wednesday.
Better close the deal on a Wednesday.
I like that.
If you can, make sure that it's just left for you to sign on a Thursday.
Point taken. Right, let's go to the phone lines. People are up. Yeah. Okay, I do apologize. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, good morning. My name is Joseph. I am calling from Idemu. Okay.
Joseph from Idemu. So, do you have a question for the money people? Go on. Jesus, I'm so sorry. Do call back. Do keep trying. I do apologize. These things happen. Right, let's go to some of the questions that we have here. And I have this pretty long question. It's from Toyi, yeah? And Toyi is saying, hello, hope your days have been great. Please, I need your advice. My mom invested in some capital in, well, a securities company. And at the onset of this crisis, she requested to liquidate her investments since the company was defaulting on capitalized interest. Months after, 35% of the invested amount was paid, and ever since then, she's not gotten anything despite repeated assurances from her portfolio manager. The manager is now unreachable, and the company emails are no longer working. She has lost... Wait, she's asking, has she lost the funds, or are there any steps that can or should be taken, like NDIC? Your guidance will be highly appreciated.
Wow.
Yeah, deep one.
Oh.
Seems like there needs to be a soundtrack to it, you know?
That's whose message is that?
Yeah, this is from Toyi. Toyi.
Oh, Toyi. That's not a good place to be in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at the moment.
Oh, for real?
So excuse me, there are different kind of investments you can have.
Okay.
So if your mom's money was locked up in a mutual fund, then definitely she can get access to her money easily. That wouldn't be a problem because that's protected by law. But
you said BJL Securities. I could say that, right?
Uh-oh. Oh.
Okay.
So BGL has a that's like one chance.
Yeah, I was thinking
that's
that
what you
help.
Call voicemail.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so because BGL just had a last year they had serious issues with the Securities and Exchange Commission and the I think the CEO and the chairman or something were basically banned for life.
Yeah.
So there were a lot of issues their allegation of financial misappropriation or thereabouts or something like that. So if the fund is Niyahidi is actually one of the best investment asset management companies out there, but I mean I don't think just went Auri. So if the money was placed in a mutual fund, you definitely would have access to it. But if you give them that money to invest, right, in their own portfolio, not a mutual fund, maybe their own proprietary portfolio or something, then it's probably gone down the drain with their investments. Own. Yeah. Oh, so if the money is on their balance sheet, then it's gone down.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. So, but if it's a mutual fund or maybe they are just, I think they have a stockbroking arm and you invested through the stockbroking. Then I mean, it will always be in your name because all you need to do is just check your CSCS and you have.
And then it should be.
Yeah, you should have that. But if you give them, because from the way that message sounds, it sounded like you give them the money to invest.
Yeah, almost as though she didn't know the asset that is backing what she was.
Exactly.
So if she could actually say, oh, we bought equities or T-bills or something, then it's easier to track.
It's not looking good. Kind of like puffed.
Wow. Smoke. So she needs to contact Narrometrics for advice beforehand. Right.
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know what Narrometrics can do.
No, I mean, like, going forward, you know.
Going forward, like we've always said, right, Tosin, you got to read up a lot of these things and understand the difference between investing in a mutual fund or putting money in your pension fund or giving money to people with fiduciary responsibilities for you. Right, and then maybe investing money in the stockbroking firm. So some people approach me sometimes and say, "Look, can I give you some money so you can invest on my behalf?" You gotta be very careful. I mean, like, yes, it's not like I'm gonna eat your money, but you gotta be very careful. So I usually don't accept. I'm like, you know what? Don't give me Kwiwi. Don't give it to me. Like, go invest in XYZ. I can tell you what to invest in money,
but
you can pay me fees off that. But don't give me the money.
Just do what you want.
Because
just bring me profits.
Usually happen like that. And one happened recently as well. This is a friend of mine who was also doing something like that. I mean, he got money from a lot of people to invest.
Yeah.
And then he made some bad calls, and then the money just went down the drain.
So now he's having issues with
the guys to refund the money.
Wow.
2 years down the line, he's saying like, look, I mean, I didn't eat the money. I actually didn't eat it.
But
I invested in XYZ, and XYZ share price have been down.
Yeah.
Like since 2014-15. So I mean, what am I going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Not another thing situation. I want to butt in now is that also I realize that a lot of people like to actually outsource this thing. There are two things you do not completely outsource.
Mm-hmm.
You do not completely outsource your health. You do not completely outsource your finances. Like you having a disease, you're actually on a journey with a doctor. Like, okay, so what's happening? Are we getting an update? So I'm not saying be a specialist, but at the very minimum, just try and know what's happening.
And keep up,
yeah.
Very important. I mean, it's your money now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to know what you're going to do with your money. If you're a passive investor, please... Just put your money in a mutual fund.
Okay. Because you don't have to
check our website. You probably see some of the good mutual funds out there. You can put your money in a pension fund, even the returns are abysmally very low. Mutual funds are a bit better.
Yeah.
Or go open your own stock brokerage account and then follow very good stock pickers, right? People can pick stocks. I mean, even if it means paying them for that,
and then
you can pick stocks, Or you go get some of these treasury bills apps and then invest in treasury bills on your own. It's that easy. I mean, like, if you can do sports betting on your own, right?
Then why not? How about that? Very interesting. Wait, what's this? Oh, yeah. This is a question from WhatsApp. It's from Okorobia from Aja. He says, good morning, Sadiq. What's the difference between a primary market and a secondary market in T-bills? You've explained that quite a bit, haven't you?
Okay.
But just one more time. How about that?
Okay, so basically, our primary market means that is the very first time it's being purchased. Uh-huh. So primary, anything on the financial market that says primary, that means that it's the very first purchase.
It's fresh.
It is fresh. It just fantastic. Right. And the secondary market means when it's exchanging hands. Okay. So let's say I bought it for the very first time. I enter the primary market. Uh-huh. Now, when I sell it to you, Sadiq, then it's now a secondary market. Exactly. So when it starts changing hands from the first purchase, then it's a secondary market.
Yeah, simple and easy. I hope that helps.
So primary markets are usually when the CBN, especially as regards treasury bills, is selling. So CBN just says, hello everybody, I'm selling. And then so it's primary because it's coming directly from CBN, just as Tosin has said.
Yeah.
So it's secondary when I buy from CBN and I decide, I don't want to hold to maturity.
Okay, I want to sell it.
I want to sell, and then I sell to Sadiq at a very high price.
Everyone's selling to me.
And that's secondary.
That's a very high. I like the way you stress that. Obviously, I will not be buying from you. Tosin, so. Right, this is a very interesting question here. It's from Dimeji, and he says, since we have baby showers, can we also have business showers to raise money for friends starting a business?
Oh gosh, you know, I saw that tweet. I saw that tweet a couple of days ago. I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
I mean, people have house showers. They have all those different showers. I think it's great. So imagine Ugodre, like when Ugodre started Nairametrics, imagine all of us went and then we bought him a painting for his office. Somebody else bought him chairs.
Coffee.
Somebody else bought him a coffee maker, and then we just make his life
designer
simple,
shares,
you know,
the
first few months.
So do we have a baby shower for Sadiq?
Yeah, yes, please.
For that, what's that your dead company's name again?
Pick a baby. Call it baby.
It's called Rentaboo.
So if you're gonna have a baby shower for Rentaboo, what would you want for your baby for your business shower?
I'd want you to provide me with booze.
So for your shower?
Yeah, so that I may
not even an office.
I want a primary market of booze. So that I can now create a secondary market for people. How about that?
Got to think about it. So if you're going to have a business shower, right, and just like Tosin described, and you have people come over, your family, friends come to your house, and I mean, like, what would you say
you want
that
from,
that you want them to get for you? I mean, like, I want to start with a computer, man.
Okay.
I
just started Money Africa about 6 months ago. The fantastic gift any of my friends could have given me would be like, pay a badass website designer to help
That one is a very, very good one, though, because that means it's very difficult to get to design
get
things.
Me a very good digital marketing, so at least somebody is pushing my data out there and doing all of that. Another person could be, Tosin, help me with connections, so at least I could put my business out there and all of that. So it doesn't always have to be like a tangible gift. It could also be connection and other kind of resources.
Good idea, though. So to your question, I mean, business showers are not bad. I mean, it's good to have business showers. I think it's a good idea. Who knows? Maybe I might get my guys
to start
this.
Wear a tiara or like a sash or something. I just want to know.
Just come
I'm
with
out.
Your money. Come with your envelope.
Come with money. Come with
and then come with things. Like maybe, I know the beautiful thing that you might probably have an old printer at home. Hey. You just bring it. You probably have like a very nice wall clock.
That's a very
or a paint
idea.
And help them paint the office. You might have a desk somewhere.
You might even have
a staff you can lend to. Okay, you know what? My staff is going to work for you for two months just to get things up to speed for you and all that. Very good idea. I think it's something we got to talk a lot more about.
Yes.
Let's have business showers.
And also, we also always talk about culture. Like, considering Nigerians are a little bit secretive about those things, I was surprised that the baby shower was going to catch fire.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like we feel like we don't want to jinx it.
Exactly.
Baby shower can catch fire in a cultural Nigeria. Please, let's get this business shower started.
Exactly. It's a brilliant idea. All other kinds of showers as well.
So guess what, Link, if you're out there, you're trying to start a business, and you want to do a business shower, let Nairametrics know. We'll push it for you.
Right. And maybe people should share the kind of things they want, you know, for a business shower. What are the things you'd like? You know, is it a printer? Is it maybe free?
For
a month. No, but money can work now. Money always works. I'm not even going to deny it. I've done it again. So sorry. I do apologize. Do keep calling. Right, let's move on to more questions this morning. This one says, it's from Uchena. And Uchena is saying that she's been following the program, EMM on 91.3. I need clarification. Do you advise I go to engage my bank or mutual fund companies on buying T-bills? I have 9 million Naira.
Woohoo! girl. Is she, okay, I'm saying girl.
That's
is
what
she,
I'm talking about, Sadiq.
Girl,
that's what
guy.
I always said.
Girl,
you gotta,
guy.
You gotta
woo-hoo.
Have the deep pockets.
Can you come
for my shower?
Ooh, wow.
Not like Sadiq.
I just
come
want
for your
shower.
What?
I'm doing a business shower.
You're supposed to advertise
a rentable business shower. And but it's not advertising. I said
you're advertising. You're gonna pay us.
No,
Sadiq.
It's you said we should do business showers. I'm taking your advice.
The person has 9 million and is looking for what to do with 9 million. Tell to come for your business shower.
Yes, now, so that they can invest in my business.
This is the kind of person we're talking about, not your 10K
see,
investment.
See how Ugo Dre has now woken up because he had 9 million.
Yeah.
Hey, now, wow. It's okay, continue.
You don't need a mutual, well, you can do a mutual fund, though. If you want to be passive, like I said.
Yeah.
So either you want to be passive or active,
because
right?
9 million is
so. If you're passive,
yeah,
you can go get a mutual funds for treasury bills. Yeah, there are a few ones out there, and the good thing is that the mutual funds you get out there don't just do treasury bills; they give you like a fixed income street,
yeah.
Right?
Oh,
so treasury bills, corporate bonds, FGM bonds,
mm-hmm.
That whole mix.
Papers.
Yeah, so commercial paper. So that whole mix can give you good yields if you're lucky. Not bad.
Mm.
That's if you're passive. Mm. Then if you're active, very simple. Get on your phone, download an app,
mm-hmm.
and do your investment.
Just
or
like that.
Go to walk to your bank
9 million.
And tell them you want to buy treasury bills at 9 million. 9 million should get you at least 900 key
yeah.
if you hold it for
minimum,
a year. Minimum 900 key.
Another question she asked is that where mutual funds are usually done by asset managers,
mm-hmm.
while treasury bills are usually done by commercial banks.
Okay.
So yeah.
At least that's where if you're trying to find where to go, I have to these calls. Hello. Okay, you know what? I don't know what's going on. It's Ugo Dre that's jinxing it. It's your shirt. Right, let's move on. More questions. This one says, is a company that offers emergency medical services, that's ambulance services, it all supposed to pay VAT? And that's coming from Ayo.
Oh, I remember that question. That question actually was sent to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, the guy was on my case. Like, I was like, dude, man, go read it up. He's like, he wants to hear from me. I want to hear from you, Ugo Dre. Tell me, I mean, like, we're having this argument. I want to know, do I pay tax?
Yeah, but dude, it's like a, isn't it kind of like an essential service?
So, being an accountant, so I had to look back and I was
you
know, the accountant in me would say no, because companies that,
because you want to call
them medical services, books, selling academic, maybe selling books, usually don't pay VAT.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was not wondering, because these days of startups and tech,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's always a thin line between actually, you know, selling medical services or logistics.
Oh.
So, I mean, are you actually, you know, selling, is it medical services or are you doing transportation? You're not really just sure, you know what I mean? So I had to look into the VAT regulation.
Yeah.
And it's actually very broad on medical services. And the conclusion was that no.
No?
Yeah.
You don't pay VAT?
Yeah, I don't think you pay VAT for the kind of business that he described.
Okay, that's nice.
You don't pay VAT.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you don't pay VAT. But you gotta, the tax man would always have a different view. All the time. Even if it's clear, written in the law, that you don't pay VAT.
Yeah, as a result of
they said, don't. It's your name, don't. They can come at you like that.
Come on.
They say, you don't pay. It's your name, you don't. They can come at you. I say, okay, let's go to the court.
Are you Korean?
Let's determine that your name is you don't.
Well, hopefully not. But at least, hey, maybe you should do some more research as well and find out. But anyways, back to the phone. Finally. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Muiwa.
Hey, Muiwa, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good.
Right, say hello to the money people.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, my brother.
Hi.
Right, so what question do you have this morning? Or contribution?
It's about the VAT matter that Goodrow just mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
I think the first thing we need to ask ourselves is, the services is offering,
mm-hmm.
is it part of those services that were exempted from paying VAT?
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Is it of Schedule 6 that companies that are zero rated companies
mm-hmm.
from paying VAT? We need to look at it from that perspective, because you go to the tax man,
mm-hmm.
the tax man will tell you everything you do, you have to pay. That's number two. Then number three, you need to look at it. Is it earning income within the confines of Nigeria, within Nigeria territory, does he have a permanent residence, which you call PE, in Nigeria? So we need to look at those things broadly before you can say, no, he's not paying, or yes, he's going to pay. But looking at the services is offering, yes, it's medical service, but it's not offering, he's not offering it for free, he's offering it to make a profit. And income.
Okay, okay.
So I don't think we can just say, no, he's not paying VAT.
Because he's doing it as a profitable business. It's not like a non-profit organization. It's not like a church. It's actually a business attached to one of the... Okay, okay. That makes sense. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mary. I truly do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful morning.
Now, all right, just to be clear, though, VAT is different from your regular corporate tax. So regular corporate tax, I don't think there's any kind of exemption, except you have a parent year status. Right, then you can be exempted to pay tax for maybe 3 to 5 years, depending on what you got.
Okay.
But VAT is not the company paying tax, per se. So VAT is that a company is charging you VAT for the services. So it's actually the end user. Right, so it's just that the company is the agent of the tax office. So the point really is that let's assume this is what I'm selling a morgue.
Okay, so it's not you paying.
Yeah, not you. So the authorities are saying morgues. Anybody selling morgues in Nigeria, morgues attract a VAT charge, or morgues do not attract a VAT charge. So if I'm selling morgues and morgues do not attract a VAT charge, then I cannot charge you VAT for morgues. Do you understand?
You now.
So now, but if what I'm doing is that I'm actually transporting morgues to you, which means you already bought the morgue.
Yeah, I'm
right. But my job is just to transport the morgue to you. Then the VAT I'm charging you is on the transport
and not the actual mug.
Yeah, so that's the clear distinction. Okay. Yeah.
Clarity.
So in that case, they're selling the mug.
The mug.
So no VAT.
No VAT. Okay. Okay. Nice. 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 Very, very nice. Now, this is another very interesting. I'll get back to the phone line before I go there. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sambosa.
Your name is?
Ayo.
Good to hear from you this morning, Ayo. So what question do you have for the money people? The MPs.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Ugo.
Hi, good morning, Ayo. How are you?
I'm cool. Look, I want to find out about Forex.
Okay.
Yeah. What's your advice if someone wants to invest in Forex trading?
All right, listen up for the answer, okay? Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, good. Can I quickly say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. With regards to Forex trading, there's something I always say. Sometimes the best investment you ever make is the investment you do not make at all. Before you invest, ensure you investigate. So you need to gain that knowledge. So there are so many different kind of investments. Some people are going to talk about blockchain. Some people are going to talk about cryptocurrency. Some will talk about the Forex market. So, I mean, before Igodo even goes into, I always tell you, do your research.
Yes.
Get your numbers right. Like, know it in total that you can explain it to a six-year-old. If you do not understand it,
don't
stay away.
Right. Investigate before you invest. I like that very much. Right?
Yeah, so we've talked about Forex trading a few times. Yeah, we've also had a Forex trading platform advertised on this show as well, right?
Yeah.
So, so you can invest in Forex trading, but you can't be a passive investor in Forex trading, which is basically what Tosin's trying to tell you.
Okay.
So you got to be very active. You got to understand the risk. Like we've said here several times, Sadiq, if you're doing Forex trading, you probably have like four desktop screens.
Monitoring markets.
You hardly
news.
Catch a sleep.
Oh, wow.
Because trading is 24 hours.
True.
So when we are sleeping, Tokyo is awake.
Uh-huh.
When we are awake, Tokyo is sleeping.
Yeah, it's
China is awake. Russia, I mean, like, so the whole world, Australia is probably awake when you're sleeping.
That's why you're sure.
And it's Forex trading. And markets don't sleep. So markets, as one market is closing, another one is opening.
Wow.
So when you're doing Forex trading, you're trading cross country. It's not like you're just doing naira and dollar.
Naira and pounds.
On the streets of Aolo.
It doesn't work like
and
that.
And also take into account your risk tolerance.
Ah, that as well. So any final messages for the people out there in Lagos?
Yes. All right, Lagos. So like I said, it's Wednesday. If you don't have any deals closed today, this is till next week. All right. So make sure you try to close your deals on Wednesdays.
All right.
And if you can, then just leave it to Thursday to sign. But once it's Friday,
forget about
it. In this country, everybody's a holiday mood. You won't get it done till Monday, all right? So aside from that, visit our website, www.nairametrics.com, and follow us on Twitter @nairametrics. Tosin?
Follow us on Instagram at Money Africa for fantastic investment tips. Also follow us on Facebook. We have an interactive group called Money Africa. You can also follow us on Twitter at The Money Africa.
Lovely. And don't forget, business showers are in. Thank you so much for listening. Do keep listening to Lagos Talks 91.3. After this, we...